Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. Kathy's with us in Ohio, domestic engineering today. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you today?
Really good, Kathy. I'm all excited. I'm looking at an image you sent me of Heinz tomato ketchup. It's the 38-ounce size. And it's only $5.79. If you can send me directions, I'll just bring the truck and we'll load up.
Isn't that awful?
$5.79. Kathy, I remember ketchup at $39, $49, $59, $79. Yeah. And now I just put a 5 in front of the 79. Yeah. I can't believe it. Gosh.
You know, Vince, you almost have to, if you don't know your prices and you don't know where to get it, you're going to spend a lot more on groceries. That's all there is to it. I mean, I would say if you had to, if you have a membership to Sam's or Costco, you know, get the economy size or get three of their sizes. It's probably three of them for about the same price. It's just, it's unbelievable. But what I do try to look for now, Vince, when I'm buying ketchup, is I'm trying to buy with no high fructose corn syrup in it, because a lot of them have that in there. And I believe I got it at Sam's, and it was called Red Gold was the brand, and it did not have that in there. And it actually was very good. I liked it better than the other ones that I had bought. So it's just something to think of, but. Yeah, Vince, and, you know, I remember even like 2 years ago, it was probably not that big. It was probably maybe like the 16-ounce or 18-ounce. It was 99 cents. But, yeah, the cost of condiments. I took another picture, and it was the mayonnaise. I think it was Hellman's, and then the Miracle Whip. That was $5.69 for a 32-ounce there, too. So, that's just incredible.
Well, I just went to Sam's Club on the internet, right? And you can buy, three pack of 44 ounces, and not 38, but 44 ounces for $10.98. Or you can buy a single container of it, the kind that you can put a pump on. That probably won't work for most people, but, you know, the hot dog vendors, the hamburger vendors would have this size in it. It would be the base for a pump, and you can buy the pump separately. And this is 114 ounces of Heinz original tomato ketchup, $8.98. Now, if you want to spend way less, you can get the number 10 can size of Hunt's tomato ketchup from Sam's for $4.92. So you get 114 ounces for $4.92, which is less than the one that you sent me at the supermarket, Heinz, 38 ounces for $5.79. So I know they're not the same brand. I know they're not the same ingredients, and I know they don't taste the same, but the price difference is astounding.
Well,
so, class,
this,
if... go ahead, Kathy.
You could get that, and let's say you have your children. I mean, now we're going to begin in the summer, so people make, like, baked beans, and you make things with ketchup or or, you know, maybe people have like cookouts and stuff, but I mean, I would look at it and say, okay, you got to use it up quickly. But if you did get one of the bigger sizes, you could say to like your family, like, say, if I get this, you guys want to split it four ways. And I mean, I know it takes a little more time, but you could refill your ketchup bottle and everybody split it. It saves a lot of money. Or you could put it in like mason jars and vacuum seal it. And it would last and keep it in the refrigerator. It would last indefinitely. So, you know, I would buy something in the bigger size. I don't know that I would buy that big with just the two of us here now, but especially when my children were home and I went through groceries quite a bit more. It's just something that you really have to keep your eyes open for the prices and really for sales. I'm to the point now, Vince, that a lot of that kind of things, like the condiments and the staples, I've stocked up so much that it enables me now to save the money. And then when I do find something that is really a good price, then I can really stock up on it. But, you know, Vince, one thing I've noticed looking at the flyers, the sales are really not sales anymore. I mean, one of our grocery stores used to have 4- and 5-page flyers. It's one sheet front and back now. And it doesn't always say sale. It will say everyday low price. So there's not that many good sales anymore. Maybe it'll come back, but right now there's not.
Yeah, I'm looking at this image of this display of Heinz 38-ounce ketchup squeeze bottles, plastic. It says low price, $5.79. There's nothing low about that price.
Nope.
That's an outrageous price. Yeah, so you're absolutely right. But families, if they're going to do that and share and divide three, four ways, they need to have the containers to put it in, number one. Number two, they have to be willing to do that. And most people just don't work together. And that's very sad because they could work together. And you know, I didn't used to throw out ketchup bottles, you know, the plastic ones. I would take the labels off, wash them thoroughly, and use them for filling automotive batteries because you could squeeze out, you know, water, you know, distilled water without spilling it everywhere. I mean, it's one thing you could do with it. So I try not to throw things out, but, you know, you could refill them, the bottles. And, class, that's what restaurants do. So when you look at that full bottle of ketchup, the inclination is, that's a brand new bottle of ketchup. Never been used before. Probably not true. Probably it was just refilled by the waitress or the waiter. Seriously. I've seen them do it. I've seen them take a bag of ketchup and cut the corner off it. And because ketchup comes to restaurants in bags that are put in cardboard boxes, cubes, if you will, and they pull out the bag, squeeze them into the ketchup bottles that look like the retail bottles that are glass that you might have seen in the stores years ago. Absolutely true. Kathy, have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I've seen them filling them. If you sometimes look around the corner, you see them doing that too, Vince. So,
yeah.
And they do the same thing with their salt and pepper shakers. You know, all this, their seasonings, they'll go ahead and just fill them. Sometimes if you walk around, they'll have like a little area where you can see through. Not always, but I've seen them.
Mm-hmm. Kathy, what do you have on today's syllabus to discuss?
Well, Vince, I have a few things. I have some prices that I can share in a little bit. I gotta bring them up. I forgot to write all the exact prices down, but I can do that at break. But I went to a couple of the nurseries and I was checking prices of plants, especially like bedding plants, vegetables, herbs, things like that. And Vince, I do have something I want to say. I don't know if anybody has encountered this, and I know a lot of people are going to be planting. I sent you a picture. And we lost a peach tree in our yard. My husband had to pull it out because it just kept dying, and it was pretty much like maybe 20% of it was alive. So he pulled it out, and I dug down. probably a foot, and there was a wire basket that was underneath the roots. And you could tell the roots were not very long. The roots were pretty much encapsulated in that wire basket. So whoever planted the trees in the yard before we got here, I'm guessing not all of them, because we have some big pine trees and those are doing fine. But there must have been somebody they bought these trees from that balled all their trees, not in burlap or twine or anything like that, but they used wire, and they just put them in the ground. So since we've been here, we've had to pull out like 6 or 7 trees because they just slowly suffocate. The roots cannot expand and go through that wire. So I'm just saying it so that anybody that's planting, my experience has been, so I would take very carefully, even if it had burlap, if it was me, I wouldn't pull it if it's all intertwined. I would just cut the burlap and open it up as best you can. And then what I've always was taught was when you dig the hole, you want to dig it to the depth of the root, like the bottom of the root. That's, so you could lay like a yardstick on the top and put the tree in there. And if it's even with the grass around it, the ground around it, then that's a good thing. And then I always dig out probably 3 times the width. And then I mix in maybe some fertilizer. I mix in some amended soil, some compost with the original soil. I probably do half and half. And then I water it and then lightly stamp it down, not step on the roots or anything like that. I just sort of water it. You know, I'll add a little more dirt later, but I just wanted to put that out there. So just if people were planting or they seen their neighbors do it or knew somebody, please make sure you take all that off the bottom, because it's really sad to watch all these trees just slowly die. It was bad.
Yeah. Class, let me just help paint an image. I saw this image of this root ball. Literally, I've never seen this before. This tree was, the root ball was encased in a net of metal, like metal fabric with large openings. Never seen that before. And the tree was planted with this ball. Roughly, I would guess, the size of a bowling ball, maybe that size. Planted with this net, there's no way that the tree could expand the root ball through this steel net. Impossible. And so the tree died. The way I plant trees is just like what Kathy said. 3 times the width, what I do is 3 times the width of the root ball is the whole width. And 2 to 3 times the depth of the root ball. And the idea is, if you have hard soil like clay, and you just dig a hole that's just big enough to fit the root ball, you have formed a clay pot for that tree. And the tree cannot grow in a clay pot. It can't go to full height. It's root bound by the clay pot. So what you want to do is break up that soil deeper and wider than the root ball. And 3x would be a good size. Then, of course, you can add some soil amendments. You could add some compost and make sure you water it really, really well. And that tree will probably thrive if it's in the right temperature zone. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy, we're talking about plants, and I just wanted to mention, if you're going to plant some trees or you're going to water your garden, if you have city water, and it's got chlorine in it and it's got fluoride, fluoride's going to be tough to take out unless you have a water filter. But the chlorine, what you can do is you can put the city water in a bucket, like a 5-gallon bucket, for a day or two. And the chlorine will volatilize. It'll go into the air. It'll leave the water. And it'll be a lot easier on the plants. And the other thing is soft water. If you have a water softener and you are watering your plants, even house plants, with soft water or city water. I mean, you want the chlorine to escape, so put the water in a bucket or leave it outside and let the temperature be similar to the temperature inside when you water your plants. It will be less likely to shock them. But the chlorine will volatilize outside. But if you have soft water, the ion exchange system within most water softeners that use salt, there is a residual amount of salt in the water, and it's rough on the plants. So if you're going to water your house plants, try to use not soft water, non-soft water. Now, most soft water softeners have a bypass valve on the back of them, and it's usually a push lever, and you push it to bypass it, and you pull it to go back to soft water. So what you could do is you could switch. When you're going to water your garden, if all your water is softened, you could switch the water softener to bypass mode and bypass the water softener. So non-softened water will go to your faucets, if that's the way it's set up. Now, what we did here in our house, and what most people, I believe, would do, is set up your water softener so that your outside faucets around the perimeter of your house, for example, would be non-softened water. That's the way most people would install it, unless the water softener were installed after the house was constructed. Then it'd be a little more difficult for that. In that case, you'd want to use the bypass valve on the back of the water softener. Kathy, any questions about that or comments?
Well, Vince, I think that's a very good idea because I couldn't figure out why my house plants weren't doing very well. And it dawned on me a couple of years ago, it was the water softener. Even though I let it set and everything, what I tried to do now is I just take my jug and I fill up water from the pond and let it set in the house or in the garage so it's not so cold, and then I water. But the bypass valve is a great idea. I don't think we have that yet because we already had a softener when we were here. I think my husband's going to try to do that this summer so that I can water, but it's a great idea because if you didn't think about it, I just couldn't understand. I go, why are my plants not doing well? And it was like, it's the softened, you know, salt water that I'm using. So
Right.
It's not good. You know, Vince, right. I have some prices that I was surprised. I went over to a couple of nurseries and I wanted to get some prices. And okay, this is what I found for some of the vegetable plants. For a 4-inch pot, it was $5 for one Roma tomato plant. And for a pot of herbs, it was $4.30. There was another one. It was a tomato plant. It was a larger plant. I mean, it was probably maybe 8-10 inches high. That was $6 for one plant. Then they had one that was, it looked like peppers that were in there. It was a bigger pot, maybe like a 10-inch pot. They wanted $17. I think there was two or three pepper plants in there. And just for a little veggie plant, a small one, one 3-inch pot was $2.50. So everything, I mean, it's more than double from last year. Now, and I did not see, other than some of the annuals, which they didn't have the vegetables out yet in the 6-inch or the 6-pack, but I didn't see any of them for the vegetables, so I don't know whether they're going to get them in this year or not.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about this when we come back. I've got some information about what we found for already started vegetable plants. They're quite expensive. At least I think so. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. President Biden has no event scheduled for today. A whistleblower has come forward claiming President Biden was criminally involved in a pay-for-policy decisions while vice president under former President Obama. The claim says the FBI had the information before the 2020 election and is on form FD-1023. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer has now issued a subpoena requiring the FBI to turn over the document between then-Vice President Biden and an undisclosed foreign national. Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa.
We have credible information that this possible criminal activity took place, and I can't verify whether or not it's really a criminal activity, but I do have a faith in the whistleblowers that bring it to me that this document exists.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Yeah,
you've
got your.
Take my. When you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us. Domestic engineering. So, class, I remember vegetable plants. You can get them in these small six packs. So it'd be six small tomato plants, six small pepper plants, in a little plastic tray, if you will. They were 79 cents, then they went to 99 cents, then they went to $1.49. Now they're $2.50 if you can find them. And some of the six packs have become four packs. So I went from six to four, and I'm seeing exactly what Kathy is talking about, tomato plants, $5 plus for one plant. So, yeah, they're a little larger, but they're not that large. And I don't believe for a second the numbers that we are hearing. I'm looking at a chart from 1983 through 2020. It's a U.S. government Department of Labor type chart, official figures from the government about inflation. And I'm looking at this thing, and if you look from 1983 to roughly 2020, inflation is kind of averaging around 3%, maybe 2.5%. I'm interpolating here. You get to current 2023, it's more than doubled. You know, 7.9% in 2022. I don't believe that either. I think it's way higher than that. And here's some of the proof. So if you look at, and this is information that's available on the internet. If you look at Wheat Thins, you know, the original 16-ounce package, you know, box of Wheat Thins, they've improved it, so now it's 2 ounces smaller. A 16-ounce box is now 14 ounces. That's 12.5% smaller. And if you look at Keebler chips, you know, they went from 11.3 ounces. Now, why is it 11.3? Why isn't it, you know, some round number that makes sense? Well, 11.3 ounces. It's now down to 9.75. That's 13.7% smaller. If you look at lemonade, it went from 59 ounces to 52 ounces. Remember when you could buy a lemonade in a plastic bottle in the refrigerated section of the supermarket and it was 64 ounces? Remember that? Well, it's been improved from 64 to 59. Now it's 52. Toblerone milk chocolate went from 7.1 to 6 ounces. That's 15.5% smaller. Häagen-Dazs. Well, 16 ounces to 14, that's 12.5% smaller. And, you know, you can look at Lay's classic potato chips from 15.25 ounces down to 13, that's 14.8%. If you make a mistake and you buy some oat cereal, you know, honey bunches of oats, it went from 14.5 to 12 ounces. That's 17.2% smaller. So we are looking at prices really going up. Now, that didn't just go up over, you know, 10 years. That's this year. So the price that we talked about, ketchup, everything is going up, up, up. And people are just becoming accustomed to these price increases. I'm surprised they're not screaming about them. And I guess it's people shrug their shoulders and say, what's the use? What are you going to do? Fight City Hall? Can't be done. That's just the way it is. Class, inflation is not natural. Inflation is 100% man-made. There's nothing natural about it. Some people will say, well, it's a cycle. Yeah, it's a man-made cycle. But it's not always a cycle. It's depending on what the Fed and Federal Reserve, in combination with the Treasury, decide they're going to do. If they are going to release more currency, then the price of everything will go up. It's as simple as that. Y'all got your $600 checks, and inflation is it went from inflation to hyperinflation. Naturally, we said that would happen. How could it not happen? And people were just real excited. They got their $600. They already spent it. And now they're dealing with the aftermath. High prices. And the absence of things that you used to be able to buy. And lower quality and everything. Stores are going out of business in record rates. They really are. And crime is up. Like San Francisco. There are a whole bunch of stores that are shutting down in San Francisco. Why are they doing that? Because crime's out of control. Why is crime out of control? Because people are stealing things from stores. And the stores can't deal with the shrinkage, the theft, the losses. So they're closing down. Why are people stealing things? Because they don't have the money to buy them. If they had enough money, they'd probably buy the things rather than steal them, right? They steal them because they don't have the currency to buy the things they want to buy. This is society in decline. Civilization is in decline. There's no two ways about it. Kathy, back to you.
You know, Vince, we talked about this at least last year, maybe a year and a half ago, that vegetable and produce prices, well, everything is going up. But so Karen and I, we talk, and she's been buying mushrooms. They're marked down to 66 cents a package. So she's been buying them and dehydrating them. Well, to me, that's really smart because it only takes a few minutes to put some hot water on them, rehydrate them, and then you can use them however you want to use them. So it's going to be, you're going to need to grow it. You're going to need to find sales. You're going to need to buy in bulk. You're going to have to go to farmers market because it's just going to be prohibitive to buy. You know, Vince, we were talking, and I try to go once a week and really stock up on the produce, and there was hardly anything on sale. It was really expensive for everything. And normally they have a few things that are really good deals, but to pay $5 to $8 for a bag of apples, and so it's just reflected in all the prices. So, okay, here's one example. Like last year when I got apples from the farmer's market, and I got them from the orchard, I sliced them with my food processor, and I have like half gallon jars downstairs and some in like the food saver bags. I have a whole bunch of dried apples. So to me, I can eat those. I can rehydrate them. I can add them to oatmeal or cereal or bake with them if I need to. So it was a lot of work in the fall and in the summer to process everything, but I don't have to spend the money to have good fresh produce right now because I can use what I have in the freezer, what I've canned, what I've dehydrated. So I just hope that if people can find, if they can start their plant, if they can find a nursery that's got some good prices and really expand your garden. I'm going to expand my garden a little bit more this year just because I know that the food prices are going to be really high. You know, I did peppers last year, Vince. I picked, before the frost, I think I picked 50 peppers off my plant. And so most of it was frozen and dehydrated. But other than if I need a fresh pepper, you know, I've got enough to last me probably for a couple years.
Yeah, Kathy, I called Mike Knox, USA Prepares instructor. He's been an instructor for many, many years. He's been to our expos, and he gave away seeds. He has a seed company. He grows vegetable plants, and he saves the seeds, packages them, and sells them. And he started this operation. He has a farm about 20 miles from here in Hartville, Missouri. And I called him, left a message, and he called me back. He's looking forward to coming on the air with us, teach us about planting vegetable plants, saving the seeds, how to do it. And I asked him if they'd be interested, if people come to camp with us, if they want to go down and see Mike Knox and see his operation and buy seeds from him. And he said, sure, they just have to call first. So, class, if you're interested in doing that, coming to see us and then taking a 20-mile trip down the road to Hartville, you can do that and go see Mike Knox and his family, Diane and Mike Knox. And it's called White Harvest Seed, whiteharvestseed.com. And so you can make an adventure of it. Or if you want to buy the seeds and then come see us, you can do that too. So, class, the bottom line is start a garden. Even if you start it in buckets, you know, 5-gallon buckets, it's a great way to go and to get started. But you should really do it because literally, I talked about starting a garden that we have here and buying some plants, and you can save easily hundreds and hundreds of dollars by eating your own tomatoes and peppers. And I really like, in the summer, going to the garden right after the broadcast, go out to the garden, get some tomatoes and peppers, wash them off, cut them, and make a salad out of it with extra virgin olive oil and vinegar. It is fabulous. A little bit of salt, a little bit, and a little bit of pepper, It's absolutely fabulous. So it's healthy. And you know what? I don't have to worry about the pesticides because we didn't put any on there. We didn't put them in. We didn't use pesticides on the plants. And that's what you'll experience when you grow your garden. Kathy, any comments about that?
Even if I don't use any pesticides either, I found that if I can spray it with something that is non-toxic, I can maybe sometimes spray off the aphids or spray off the mites if you keep doing it day after day, or you just strengthen the plant. And I figure if it's going to die, then I'd rather just pull it or let it go and do without. I just learned over the years of my gardening that my garden is stronger without pesticides. So I don't spray, you know, herbicides or pesticides. And Vince, too, I agree with you. There really is nothing better than to go pick your own produce. It's so wonderful. It's so fresh and it's so healthy. And I kind of look at it like, you know, pay me now or pay me later. What you eat, you know, you are what you eat. And so the fresher that you can have it, it's just so good for you. And, you know, I think in the long run, it saves you money and you're going to be healthier for it too. And just to get out there and rinse off your tomatoes or your peppers or your cucumbers or your berries, whatever you're growing, is really very gratifying.
Yeah, our son was on the road over the last few days, and I asked him if he could stop and pick up some tomato and pepper plants. And he found some at Menards, and they were $2.50 for six. And the reason I asked him to buy them is so that I can share with the class the results. The results of buying tomato and pepper plants, putting them in the garden, and telling you how well they did or didn't do. And the only way I can do that is to experiment. And that's what we try to do here at USA Prepares. Teach from first-hand experience. And of course, the best way to do it is to start your own plants from heirloom plants that you've grown and save the seeds. That's the best way to do it. And it works, and it's easy.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm Ben Utek,
I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us. Kathy, I've noticed that, it could be me, but I don't think so. I've noticed that paper towels, and we don't waste them. And we buy the quality paper towels. The ones, we buy the Member's Mark from Sam's. They've always been extraordinary in terms of ranking. They are ranked really, really well. I think they are tearing easier now than they used to. Have you noticed that? Do you use those?
I have used those. I've gotten the Kirkland brand. Sometimes if I get a good sale, I have bought Bounty, but only if it's a good sale. I noticed it, too. I think everything is lessened as far as quality. It's thinner or they fall apart easier, but I don't waste them either, Vince. I mean, if I've got to wipe something with a paper towel and it's not necessarily dirty, it might just be a stain, I will save that paper towel. I got like a little baggie that I keep under the sink. And then if I have to wipe something off that's really greasy out of a pan, or then I'll wipe it out and then throw it away. So I don't waste them either. I only use it for things like I don't want the grease going down the drain, or just to keep something wiped up is, you know, that's all I use them for. But, you know, just talking about paper products, I was at one of our grocery stores and they had the large pack of Charmin, and it wasn't larger than the ones you get, like if you go to Sam's, they wanted $42. I had to do a double take for one package.
Yeah. Well, you know, Kathy, when I saw that and you sent me that, I it's 24 rolls, and if I remember correctly, and so I just did some quick arithmetic. You know, $42 divided by 24 rolls, $1.75 a roll, really, for Charmin, which is like mostly air. It's squeezably soft, as they used to say in their commercials with Mr. Whipple. Squeezably soft, and people said, this is great, it's soft. What they didn't realize is they were buying air. Because when you squeeze it, it's soft because it's air and less paper content. But $1.75 rolls over the top, Kathy.
Yes, it is. And you know, think about it, Vince. I mean, at worst case scenario, are you going to buy like Kleenex or paper towels, or are you going to buy food? So think about an alternative. If you can't get those, you know, use old T-shirts or rags or old towels or whatever you can save. And that's what I think people should do so that you don't have to use those right now.
Yeah, and Kleenex, class, I think that a quality paper towel is way better than a box of Kleenex. That's what I think. So what I do every day is I will take, this is one of those Selecta-size type paper towels. So it's a little smaller than one paper towel sheet, but when you get two of them, it's a little bigger than a paper towel sheet size. And so I'll take two, which would be a little bit larger than one standard paper towel sheet, and I'll fold it and put it in my blue jeans pocket when I go out on the farm. When I'm out on the farm. So I always have one with me. And because I work in dusty environments and greasy environments, so it's nice to have a paper towel with me. And that's what I do. And that's why I use the quality ones. That's why I don't use the cheap ones. And even in the shop, when it was in the beginning of COVID, when paper products were unobtainium, I was able to get some of the cheap paper towels, a case of them. They're terrible. Nobody wants to use them because they shred. It's you can't even use them for cleaning grease off, you know, wheel bearings. They just don't hold up. So there is a difference. And some people will buy cheap toilet paper and expensive paper towels, and other people will buy cheap paper towels and expensive toilet paper. But I think no matter what you do, I think quality is always something that you should consider all the time. Quality is king. It really is. If you can get it at a reasonable price. Kathy, what's next on the syllabus?
Well, Vince, I wanted to ask you some questions about what you would do if you were looking to buy a good used car. And what prompted me to think about this was I had a person that I know that went to get an oil change, and they told her that she needed an alignment. And so she went ahead and did it. And then she called me later, and she said, I probably shouldn't have done that. I probably should have called your husband and asked him about it or got online and learned about it. So that made me want to ask you about it, Vince. Like, what would you do and what would you look for if you were looking for a good used car?
Okay. So, quick question before we go into the break. Is this from a dealership or an individual?
This was from an individual that had their...
Would I be buying a car from a used car from a dealer or an individual?
Well, I don't know, Ben.
I'll address both.
Yeah.
I'll address both.
Yeah, probably both.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to buy a used car. Hour number two. Domestic Engineering with Kathy in Ohio. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.